Hello and welcome. My name is Kylie Kane, and this is Enter the Verse with Kylie Kane. We're back in Dragon Quest today, and what did we do when we last left off? Something about the little girl who, like, freaking tried to assault us as we were looking for our partner there. She said she was going to meet us somewhere, but for heaven's sake, I can't remember. There is a quest in here I want to find. I want to go do the quest. Can I talk to you, dude? You're impatient, restless as the bird's dawn. Come back when the night falls. Okay, but I don't wanna. What if I don't wanna? Can I, like... I'm gonna go upstairs if that doesn't bother you too much. Hey, quest! A wedding beckons. My son is to tie the knot, but he needs a ring. I have a gold ore, but not the talent to craft the ring, but could be true. You have a fun-sized forge and know how it works? Sure. And he gives the Crucerang. Yo. And we got the 24 carats of class recipe book, which apparently allows us to make rings. I dig that. So, let's... Okay, we got the put a ring on it quest. Basically, I don't like how these how the folks speak in this area. That just really bothers me a bit. We need to be able to use our fun-sized forge. Where can we use a fun-sized forge at? The real questions right now I'm asking. There's a bed here, so maybe I can use it here. Customer, welcome to the Rainbow's End Bank. We found the bank in the town we were looking for. Don't really care to use that. And we can also use the inn. Let's rest for a while until dawn. I don't know if that helped at all. There's only 12 gold, so I mean, that's cool, but is there like a fun-sized forge up here? Maybe. Let's check the rooms. We're checking the rooms at the inn now, and the inn is really quaint, like this Japanese-esque style inn that's really cute. I don't see a fun-sized forge up here, but I do see some stuff to open. We open one cupboard. We open two cupboards, and we've got a set of plain clothes out of the second cupboard. looking in the other room, there's nothing in here for us to grab. I don't like how slow we walk inside. That's bothering me. So, tonight, we're looking for the fun-sized forge, first and foremost. Maybe there's one up here. Maybe. Oh, there is a quest. So I'm walking up a staircase and I see a forge. Does this count as a fun-sized forge? Does not look to be. What is this area? What is this? We opened it up and it is a... Welcome to the item shop. Oh, an item shop. Okay. They got slime earrings for 400, which does what? Defense plus 2, charm plus 6. That's not that great. It looks like there's a couple people pounding on some swords. That's pretty cool. It's like a, like an actual forge. But let's see. There's someone here who's got a quest. It says, no supplies. The sweat on one's brow, the hammer on hot iron, the life of a smith, art of our fathers, a village built on this trade, a proud tradition. We need iron ore, and the mountains abound in endless supply. So we need some iron ore. So we need to find how much iron. He didn't tell me how much iron, just said find iron. Okay, I don't know how much iron I need, so I'm going to assume he's just going to need a bunch of it, I guess. Sure. All right, so let's leave the town, since I don't see a fun-sized forge here. We got to find a campfire to go to, which is the thing that we got to find to do the thing. So we left Hodo, and we're on the Hodo steps. And I really wish I could... I don't remember... Was there not a map button? I don't recall there being any campfires anywhere. And that's the thing, is I thought you could only use a fun-sized forge at a camp. So maybe if I head this way, there'll be a camp. There's definitely some enemies. Ooh, there's something on the wall. It looks like it might be iron. Let's go find out. There's something on the wall of the camp, the canyon. And we picked up a chunk of iron ore. a chunk of copper ore, and a chunk of iron ore. Oh, nice. I don't know how many copper I need. Let's attack the... What is this called? This is a group of enemies appeared. Doesn't say who they are. That says they are a pain. They attacked me. It hurt. They are Bongo Drongo and Garuda. Let's kill the Bongo Drongo. 22 damage. Bongo Drongo is still alive. Let's attack the Garuda with Eric and Bongo Drongo with Eric. Bongo Drongo is defeated. The Garuda casts Sizz, which hits both of us for 18 and 13 apiece, respectively. And Garuda falls in the second hit. The group of enemies is defeated. And we got 68 experience points apiece. So we need to find... What do we need to find? Oh, hi. You're a bird. Go away, bird. I hit you for 6 health. Just a bird and their friends. That's what we're fighting right now. We're fighting a bird and their friends. A bird, a she-slime, and a bongo drongo. Ah, that Garuda hits hard, though. Yo. What can I do? I can do... We'll just do attack. I'll attack the slime since it'll die first. Pretty easy. The other two are going to be handling pretty all right. Let's do... We can cast Frizz on one of them, or we can heal. I think I'll save for the healing for afterwards, but we are going to attack the Garuda with Kylie. Kylie attacks it and kills it instantly, and we lost the power of pep. It hit us for... The bongo hit us for 7 health, and Eric's now pepped up. Eric's like, my turn to go peppy. And we hit it for 18. It hit us for 9 damage. Oh, no. It hit hard. And now we gain 88 experience points. We get a medicinal herb. Dope. So I want to do handy heal all because holy cow. And we still need a like fun sized forge. Ooh, I found a campfire. Okay. We've got a campfire, which means it's good. It's good. We can use the campfire to do this. So I had to walk through this little pathway, and it actually has like a rock nearby. That's pretty dope. Oh, why can't I walk across this? There it is. I'm trying to walk across this thingy. It's a log here, and we're passing the horse stand, and we've got a couple enemies here that are like carrying canes. Let's attack one and see what it's about. It's called a lump wizard. A lump wizard. I am 100% into this. It cast Fizzle. It didn't work. Eric's turn to attack, and he can use pet powers. We'll use his pet powers because why not? It's called Scorched Earth, which makes an attack. It's like Rabble Rouser, except stronger. So basically, as soon as they attack, right, they get hurt. Boom! 16 damage and 30 damage for the attack, killing itself. It killed itself. We attacked the Lump Wizard on his second hit, and it dies with 17 health. How much did I get? 54 experience points. Not bad. Not bad at all. I actually can kind of grind up on these guys just a little bit. But what I'm looking for is that campsite. We're going to settle in for the night. And I specifically want to forge items. So we can go to the fun size forge. I'm going to forge an accessory. A ring, which is a gold ring. We do not have the gold ore. It says it needs 2 gold ore. Where are we going to find gold ore? Break camp. Yeah, break camp. Where are we going to find this golden ore? Miscellaneous? No. Where's the quest catalog? There it is. It's in over here. Put a ring on it. It says... Yeah, no, we're just supposed to find... I'm sorry. It just says find gold ore. So I gotta find gold ore. I'm sorry. What? Oh, the enemies have changed because it's nighttime. They've changed into some sort of zombies. I dig that. We hit a zombie for 11. It's a walking corpse, which is gross. It's actually really adorable. And I'm not entirely sure how to feel about that. Holy schnocky. It got hit for 53 damage. And gave us 37. Yes. I will take a couple more of those, please. We'll take a couple more of those because those are good. Bongo Drongo and a walking corpse appeared. Of course, fight. Eric goes first because Eric is a boss. 13 and 12 damage apiece. Okay, so our boy Superman over there definitely hurts, right? but he let loose a calamitous curse, which missed, thankfully. Let's attack the walking corpse again. 12 damage and 11 damage. The Bongo Drongo survived, and their attacks increased for 18 damage. What? I'm sorry. Get out of here. Get out of here, Bongo man. You hit hard. I don't like it. The walking corpse is now still alive. 13 takes 4 hits to kill the walking corpse. Or 3 hits to kill the walking corpse. 70 experience points. These walking corpses are no joke, yo. Let's attack another one. And it's by itself. Okay, so we can handle this. We can handle this a lot better. I like it when they're by themselves. 14 damage on the first attack. And Kylie hits it for a 15. So it's got more than 30 health. It's got probably... Ooh, Eric is poisoned. Thankfully, Eric's healing ability actually heals through the damage of the poison. So that's good. 13 damage on the walking corpse. Took 4 hits to get... Well, what I thought. 4 hits to kill it. And Kylie grew to level 11. Nice. 3 skill points. No, we won't use skill points right away. So now we're just waiting on our boy to level up. But we need... Ow. Oh. Oh. Poison's actually still hurting. I wonder how long the poison lasts. I'm actually curious about this. So we're going to let the poison continue to take effect until we get to a point where I'm happy with the damage I've been taking. There's some mollusk creatures here, and I'm kind of into that. They're like shelled creatures. They're called droll drones, and they look very drollish. I dig it. We're healing through the poison, thankfully. We're going to attack the droll drones for 17 and 13 health, respectively. And we're going to do sizzle on the drones. Sizz! 19 damage and 18 damage, respectively. And the drones have been defeated. Weaker party members earned 44 experience points. And now Eric's level 11. So I think everything in this area is going to probably be too weak for me now. If I was a betting man, I would say it's probably a little too weak for me now, but I don't particularly care all that much. But that does mean that everything is kind of defeated now. So we can't grab any more iron from that. I am a little curious on how I'm supposed to get gold ore, because I thought he gave me gold ore, but he did not. So I don't know where any's at. I'm having to like assume there's gold ore nearby. Maybe there is. There's something on this wall up here that I saw as I was walking towards it. It's sparkly. Oh, it wasn't on the wall. I thought it was on the wall. It's a lava lump. That's pretty dope. Anything else here? I don't see anything. I do see something. Okay, I see something. It's just way off in the distance. And it's sitting on this little rock all by its little lonesome. So we're going to hop up and grab it. And it is a Wormaline. This is the second Wormaline. Yeah, we already grabbed that once, didn't we? I think so. I'd like a little bit more money. And I'd like to see if this poison's going to wear off on its own. That'd be really nice. It does not look like it's going to, but hey, you never know. We attacked the Bongo Drongo for 17. We did not heal through the poison this time. 14 and 15 damage apiece from Eric. Snooze was cast on Kylie from the droll, but did nothing, and he blocked Kylie. Kylie is just bossing tonight. Blocked the Bongo Drongo, and it looks like the poison vanished. 55 experience from the two of them there. It does look like it's... I spoke too soon. I thought the poison was gone. Okay, that's fine. I guess it doesn't leave. I guess we do have to antidote it. I mean, that's fine. 15 and 15 damage apiece from the affected enemies. And we're going to attack Bongo Drongo here. Boom, Bongo Drongo for 17. He has more than 30 health. 7 health on that. Cast Snooze on Eric. Eric did not fall asleep. Eric did not heal through the pain either. Very close, but not completely. Bongo Drongo survived, or got killed by that attack, and the droll survived by a miss. So they're dead. 55 more experience points. Nice. So I'm curious, where am I supposed to get gold ore? Now that I'm like, can I buy ore from somewhere? Maybe. Let's go up to the inn and see if, or the hot springs, so to speak, and see if there's anything in there for my... Hello? Traveler comes roaming, all of yours goes blink and it's gone. Hello? Okay, you know what? Let's just use an item. We've got plenty of items in our bag. Let's see if we've got anything that can heal. Strong medicine, antidotal herb. Use on Eric. Thank you. Eric is now healed. All right, so where am I supposed to find this gold ore? Let me go talk to the guy and find out if he can tell me, because I know where a fun-sized forge is. Oh, there's a treasure chest. Where? What treasure chest? Oh, it's right beside him. Oh, I missed it the first time I was here. That's my bad. Okay. So now we need a fun-sized forge. Where can we find one of those other than at the camp? It's probably the only place I can think of that we'd find one is the camp. Let's go see if the two ores we found count. They probably don't. I would imagine they don't. Let's find out if they do. Yes, we handed over the iron ore. We can keep the ore. And we got the I Love Iron Arms. Okay, so he let us keep the iron ore. Dope! We may know how to make iron broadswords and cast iron claymores. And we learned about mining. That was a tutorial. I dig it. I dig that. That's cool. All right. Yeah, that's the stuff right there. Okay, so let's go to... Actually, before we head that way, what I want to do is I want to go to the inn. And okay. So it turned to day as I was walking, apparently. I was going to go to the day to rest. But I guess I don't need to now. Now that it's daylight. Because I'm like, I wanted to rest until the day to see if that would respawn. Because it's supposed... I think they respawn daily or every 3 days or something like that. I don't know. I don't know the specificities. But it's not glowing, so I would imagine it's not reformed. Let me check real quick. Nope, it's not. Okay, that's fine. That's okay. I don't know how much ore I'm going to need, but we're definitely going to need more than what we've got to make some iron arms. So let's go to the campfire. We'll just, it'll of course become night immediately, which also grants us more time to do some grinding, quote unquote, because we do want to gain, we try here to gain an extra level. That would be very nice, right? These wizarding lumps are actually pretty good, but they got us to the level we're at, and I'm not too super concerned about that. Yeah, we'll settle in for the night, even though it just became morning. We're going to forge an item, and it's glowing, which means I leveled up, apparently. My maximum focus increased by one. Okay, cool. Accessories, rings, gold ring. Yeah, let's go. We're going to toss the two things of gold in there, and it's time to create a gold ring. All right, so these got a pretty decent flourish on them. So let's hit one. That's a pretty poor hit. Two hits. Three hits. And I'm not a fan of that one too much. I mean, it's all right. Perfect on the second one. Let's appraise it. And it's really well. Let's hit okay. And it is a... I want to see what this is. It is a success. It's not a perfect, but it is a gold ring plus two. And we required two perfectionist stones from it. Pearls from it. Now, I wanted to see those weapons, though. That iron broadsword. Ooh. Okay, so those are not better than what I'm using. Did I buy an iron broadsword earlier? Probably did. But honest to goodness, it's not better than what I'm using at all. So we're not going to worry about it. But now that we have the gold, let's go to the Roving Emporium. I want to say I've already increased everything I wanted, right? So let's go and let's rest. and we're going to rest until dawn. That sounds like a pretty good idea. And we're going to wait for dawn and then go back to town. Now, I also want to attack one of these lumpy lump wizards to see if they still apply enough experience for me to level using them. I don't think they will, but hey, it's worth a shot. The first one missed, and Eric healed up for 3. Lumpy Wizard, 18 and 13 damage apiece. Cannot wait to get that better boomerang. That better boomerang is going to be dope. Kylie is prevented from casting spells currently. I am silenced, which is bad. I wonder if silence ends with the battle. Probably, but hey, who knows? In this day and age, nobody knows how these spells work. Well, yeah, the Lumpy Wizards do still grant experience. They grant a pretty decent amount, 56 gold or 56 experience apiece per murder. Whoosh is the wind spell, 17 damage. Eric's like, nah, man, I got this. Watch this. 17 and 12. Lumpy Wizard attacked me for 1. Why did the Lumpy Wizard just attack me? You do realize attacking the guy who's got the magic fire is probably a bad idea. I'm just saying, it's a bad idea. We killed the second Lumpy Wizard. Any more Lumpy Wizards around? There are 2 down here. Let's attack one. Attack! I like attacking Lumpy Wizards. Ooh, there are 3 Lumpy Wizards. They're not actually called Lumpy Wizards. They're called Lump Wizards. But that doesn't matter. Does it matter, really? Lump Wizard 1 attacks, Lump Wizard 2 attacks, and Lump Wizard 3 casts whoosh. Whoosh! On both of us. That's a super whoosh. Let's cast Sizz. Let's set them all on fire. 1, 2, 3. All 3 of them dead. Because fire. 81 experience points, 54 gold points. That ain't bad. Alright, so let's head back to the town. We've got stuff to do back here anyways, so it's not like it's a bad thing for me to go back there. It's just really weird that I don't, and maybe somebody can tell me, hey, you're wrong, there was a fun-size forge in town. But I didn't see a fun-size forge. I'm just saying, I didn't see one. So, what is this right here? What is this? Here stands Mount Huji, sacred mountain of Hoto, trespassers beware. Do I need to go up there? Is there something up there for me? We'll turn in this quest, and then we're going to talk to the little girl who harassed us earlier, and then see what she wants us to do, because that's probably going to be important. She said something about her sister, and I don't remember what that is. So we ran back into Hoto, auto-saving kicking on, of course, as it do, and we're going to go talk to the guy who wanted the gold ring, because we want that better boomerang. Better boomerangs, better prices. I'm not sponsored by them, so I can't say that. Oh, better ingredients, better pizza. Sorry. All I hope for and more, a Crucerang. We got the Crucerang. You gave the gold ring to the blacksmith in Hoto, and we're reminded the fun size forge can be used to improve items as well. Alright, you and your miniature forge, that's dope. Let's go to my boy here. Crucerang is an increased power of 53 to 57, and it's a robust boomerang that packs a punch thanks to its powerful blades. And there's 4, it's shaped like a cross. I dig it. I'm looking to see if anything else is actually better than what he's wearing. Yeah, nah. What is over here? Is there anything over here? There's some pots to break. I'm walking around the back of the bar and I'm like, breaking pots, acquiring gold. Apparently gold gives you pot. Pot gives you gold. Pots give you gold. I know what I'm doing. You do you. All right, so let's find out what this little girl wants. What is it? She's yelling at the dude at the front gate. What is going on, friend? Don't talk to me like telling the truth. Traveling with sister and she's gone missing. Okay, what did she say for me to do, though? Miscellaneous. What did she say to do? I have no more quests in my catalog. There's only 26 quests in the game, I guess. But what does she want? Oh, she wants me to find her sister. But what exactly does that mean? Where is her sister? She didn't tell me where her sister was, did she? She may have, and I'm just an idiot. Am I just an idiot? She may have told me to wear. Let's. I'm just sitting here like, I don't know what to do. Help me, y'all. Ooh, a book. I'm walking into people's houses. I'm breaking into people's houses and I'm reading things. Diary of Tetsu the Smith. Kylie takes it from the shelf and has a closer look. Part one, the dream is born. My name is Tetsu. I am 48 years old. I'm a blacksmith. This morning I sat. An amazing coin I spied. Wondrous workmanship. I made inquiries. I spent all day and learned its name. The mini metal. I must leave Hoto and find the coin's creator. Learn how it was made. Do not fear, mother. I will return a hero, a smith without peer.
Aww. Very nice story.
The lady by the stove in this little house goes, a drop of mirin, add soy, bonito, miso, ah, delicious soup. Ah, an unwelcome guest, like a cuckoo in a nest. Do not spoil the broth. She didn't like me being there. She did not like me being there. I am just trying to provide... What the... There's something on the other side. I want it. I want it. There's a chest. It's a chest. I want it. I need to find it. I need it. I need it. It's a chest. What is it? What is in the chest? I found the chest. And it is a mini metal. I'm not entirely sure what I expected. What did I expect? What did I expect from that? I'm just like biting my tongue a little bit because I'm like, what did I expect from that? I'm not entirely sure. I found a shiny object. I'm exploring the town now and seeing if there's anything else I haven't explored. I run away some birds by accident. And I want to make that point. It was by accident. I did not mean to run the birds away. And I found a flurry feather. But there is a thing that walks up the back path underneath some of these. What are these red pillar things called? They're called something. There's red pillars everywhere. What are the red pillars called? I don't know what they're called. But I'm a little worried. Let's go up and find out what's inside this temple. It looks like a massive, like, temple. And there's someone, there's a bunch of people inside it. Our town was blighted. Tatsunaga the dragon held us in his thrall, but Miku was strong, would not let the beast win. She chose to fight it. She went with her son, but Victor's hard won. Ryu paid for his life. My name is Miku. All right, we're talking to the leader of the town. Leader of the townspeople made another shrine. Our home was humble, place of hot springs and steel. Little happens here. Okay. Can we, like, explore the place a little bit? Ryu is our hero. You may not enter. Mother's grief is private. Fox mourns her cub. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I did not. I was being insensitive as shit right there. I just walked into this lady's place of residence and was like, I want to see your bedroom. Without even thinking, you know, how this affect her. The answer is poorly. That was terrible. I am a terrible hero, and now I'm having an existential crisis due to my terrible hero-ness. We are still exploring the place, finding pots to break, and all that good jazz. Finding some pots, found some strong medicine in a pot, and I was thinking maybe something mineable back here, but nothing. There's nothing mineable behind the shrine! So we're done here, and we can walk back down. Is there anything to find inside the... You're the item shop. You don't have anything I want, actually. I know what you are. Walking back down the stairs and looking around town, there is another item shop, which I don't understand why this place has two item shops. That worries me a little bit. But there is something pink. What does the pink lady say? You seek our steam baths, you must ascend the stairs to the Misty Peak. Okay, let's check out the Misty Peak. There's people up here. Hello. Aww. Oh, someone come in here that made this lady be like, ooh, la la, yum, yum, I see person I like me likey. So we meet again. Your friend is in the sauna savoring the steam. Does it sound timpani? We don some lighter clothes and join your comrade. A wise decision. Let your soul be purified like fresh spring water. I'm in appropriate attire. What is appropriate attire? Oh, I thought I was going to be like in a towel and like a sexy towel or something. Blue curtain is for men, red is for women, which is the blue. The blue is over here. All right, and we walk into the sauna. And is there anything in this room? Because I am all for looting places, and I think we hit a cutscene. Eric sitting there in the sauna, in the steam, looking, saying, finally, I was wondering when you'd get here. Where'd you got to? Come join me. This turned out to be a pretty good idea. Okay, this is a standard sauna. We've got places to ourselves. Might as well enjoy it. We earned a little break. What do you say? And both Kylie and Eric are sitting there, and Eric's like, can't take it easy for too long, though. Sooner or later, those creeps are going to catch up with us. So you've been scoping out the town, yeah? See anything interesting? Yeah, I did, I think. Huh, her. She was sniffing around here, too. She was way too young to be hanging in the bars, though. No wonder they kicked her out. But she's here. I don't envy her, though, having a kid sister to run around after. They have a habit of causing headaches. Where are you? Did you just say something? No. Where are you? Where did you go? What in the world? Someone else is in here. The little girl's in the room with us. Is that a ghost? Who is this? I can't find you anywhere. What the heck? You scared us there for a second. What are you doing in here? Eric says.
I was waiting in the inn. You said you were going to take a bath, but you never came back. Where did you go? Why did you leave me on my own?
Eric says, she looks like she's lost someone. Wait, is this the girl whose big sister's looking for her? Why don't we see what we can do to help? How about you dry your eyes and tell us your name, kid? I'm Connie. Nice to meet you, Connie. Why don't you help come with us and we'll help you find whoever you're looking for?
Really? Thank you.
Okay, what's up with Connie? What is up with this girl? Connie girl. What's also back here? Looks like... Oh, no. Okay, there's something in the girls' area that I want, and I'm going to walk in here. It's a vial of holy water, and she's like, the girl in there is like, you have quite the nerve. You're out of the place here as a cats in sea. Also, out of place here as cats in sea is probably one of the best things I've ever heard. Lo, thou art surpassing fair a face. Will those sample a sensual puff puff for a mere 20 gold coins? What is a puff puff?
Tee-hee, then let the ritual begin. Puff, 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 puff.
Well, art thou not alive with pleasure? Puff, puff. Did she just, what is puff, puff? I'm, what did I just do? What is puff, puff? Help. What is puff, puff? Someone's got to let me know what Puff Puff is, because I don't know, and I'm afraid to find out. We got another vial of holy water in the bath. What is Puff Puff? I don't know what Puff Puff is, and I'm afraid to find out, to be honest with you. Okay, she said, and where'd she go? Where'd the girl go? Hello? Wait, where'd the little girl go? Where did the... Hold on. I had a little girl with me. Where'd she go? Oh, she's there. All right, come on, girl. Hello? She just vanished. What the fiddle? Can she only walk through the girls' area? No, she's gone again. What? Where'd the girl go? Like, I'm walking and then she's gone. I left the area and she's not returning. Where is she? Y'all, we got a case of the mysterious vanishing girl on our. Yeah, we'll head outside now. Is she going to be with us outside? Are we in a cutscene? No. Okay, she is with us again. Okay. I was like, what? Do we really have a ghost? Come on, girl. Come on. We're going to go to the inn. All right. So let's go find this girl's parents, friends. I don't know. Something. All right. Let's open the gate here and go ask for anyone around. You're impatient. Restless at birds at dawn. Okay. What about you? Do you know anything, dude? We will not serve you. Go sweat in the sauna. Leave us here in peace. What about you? Do you know? She came here along, fears the Lion Guild girl on a quest. She saw her sister, then vanished like snow. Okay. So who is this? Awful child. Strange girl's fan picks a fight with the barman, and now she's gone. Little girl should be silent. What the fiddle? Okay, maybe she knows something. All right, so we walked up to the little girl by the gate who's yelling at somebody. She's screaming at the bouncer, dude. Well, do you want to know? She looks at these pink fight grown-ups again. And she's like angry. I wish they told me they only like complete pig heads live in this stupid town before I bothered coming here. Huh? Oh, it's you. Good news, kid. We found your sister. Aren't you shy? Wouldn't you please see your big sis? That's not her big sis. She's... I don't know why you're looking so pleased for yourself. That's not my sister. I've never seen this girl before in my life. Huh? I don't have brothers and sisters. I just lost my daddy. God, where do I start? Did you not think, I don't know, maybe asking her who she was looking for instead of jumping to idiotic conclusions? Wow, this girl's got some fire on her bones. Eric's like, listen, short stuff. I'm not letting a little brat like you speak to me like that. I hate to point this out, but you don't have time to be standing there getting your knickers in a twist. You got a daddy to find. Listen, I want to talk to the owner of that bar, but I can't get in there on my own. Can I come with you? Yes. Think, I'll never get in there otherwise. You're a lifesaver. I'm Veronica, by the way. Let's get going, shall we? I'll look after the little one. Don't you worry. You don't have to rely on these two dunderheads anymore. We'll find your daddy in no time, you see? Connie's like, thank you. Eric's like, kids these days, no respect for their elders. Looks like we don't have much choice. Let's hit the bar. I'm so lost, and I absolutely love it. All right, let's go talk to the bar owner and be like, hey, are you doing, dude? All right, so we ran back up the stairs, and we're running into the bar, and another cutscene started. And we walked in, and the bar owner is, like, standing there. He's like, welcome to our inn, safe haven in the life storms. Come and be merry. And he looks at the kids, and he says, warning's unheeded. The fish returns to the tree. What can deter her? Eric's like, she's with us. Do you have a problem with that? Understanding dawns. Fish has a chaperone. She is welcome here. What the actual hell is going on? And Veronica looked at the guy who kicked her out earlier and did the little tongue thing going, nah. Oh my goodness, that's adorable. Veronica says, no one's sitting here, are they? Service, if you please. Bartender's like, a fearsome young pup. Perhaps tea will soften her. A fine, warming brew. She says, that sounds lovely, but I don't have time for tea, I'm afraid. I'm looking for someone. I'll get straight to the point. There's a girl called Serena. Blonde hair, looks a lot like me. Have you seen her? Serena. Now I recall. The young girl sought her sister, but left without joy. That's her. Where did she say she was going? Westward she wandered. Sensing her sister, she said, guided by voices. Westward? Oh, the idiot must have gone to help me, and I was already back here. Uh-oh, what? I'm so confused. I was kidnapped, you see. I was in the bathhouse when some monsters attacked me. They took me off to their lair. I managed to escape to come to find Serena, but now it looks like she's gone to try to rescue me. Right, you lot. You're no ordinary travelers. Anyone with eyes can see that. You don't have time to explain the ins and outs of it right now. Oh, I don't have the time to explain the ins and outs of it right now. But I need you to help me go and find my sister. Are you in? Of course I am. I'm an adventurer. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Are you leaving? I want to come with you. Connie says. Veronica's like, no, you're staying put. Sorry. Don't worry. I think I know where your dad might be. We'll find him for you. So be a good little girl till we get back. She shakes her head yes. And Eric's like, you do realize you're a little girl too, right? How are you going to be able to keep up? She jumps down to the floor and says, what does she say? She goes, who do you think you're talking to? I'm Veronica, Sage of Aboria and Mighty Magician. Can keep up with the riffraff like you any day. I'm more worried about you slowing me down, if I'm completely honest. Right, let's head west, shall we? The Monster's Lair is a giant underground labyrinth out that way. Pretty sure we'll find Serena somewhere in there. The entrance is on the coast. She's got some nerve. I like her. I know exactly who you are, you know. Don't let me down. Wait. She knows who we are? Hold up. Okay. What am I supposed to take from that? She knows us. So let's go. Let's roll. Let's rock. Let's move. Yes. Yes, ma'am. We're leaving town. We left town finally, and we're going to the coast. I don't know where we're going, actually. She said go west, so I'm just going to start going west. So we're going to cross a bridge westward. Actually, two bridges over a rock. And there's a sign on the bridge. It says Mount Fuji to the west, Hoto to the right. I don't know why I said to the right. To the east, west, Hoto to the east. Yeah, Hoto to the west, Mount Fuji to the right. To the other direction. The direction that isn't east. There's also another sign here, and I want to find out what's going on here. All right, so there's a sign here, and there's a freaking dude in front of it. Lump Wizard just chilling in front of it. And apparently she is now on the team, but we cannot use her. Kylie goes pep mode, activate. And let's start off with a good little bit of sizzles. Sizzle for 13 and 18 damage apiece. And now it's Eric's turn. Eric's wounds are healed. And he casts, holy cow, 20 and 16 damage apiece with that beautiful, beautiful thing he calls a thing. Okay, so what do we got here? We got checkpoint to the left, cryptic crypt to the right. Okay, cryptic crypt sounds like a crypt on the sea. So is that where we need to go? Is the cryptic crypt? Well, there is a jelly looking, you know, those jelly looking things that like walk around. You haven't seen them, but they're like ghosts that walk around, and they tend to be in places where I need to go. So we hit this thing. I hit a standing rock for a chunk of iron ore, a chunk of copper ore, and another chunk of iron ore. Nice. And now we're headed to what I'm assuming to be the cryptic keep. This is a red door with something behind it. It's got something locked behind it. I can't enter it. Two lump wizards outside of it blocking my path out. So we're going to take one out. I would say we take one out. We're literally taking one out. It literally is by itself. So we're going to hit it. We're going to beat it up. Beat it up. And with two hits, it's dead. Look at that. Look at us. Look at us being awesome. 27 experience points a pop. All right, so where is this cryptic crypt that I'm assuming is where I need to go? Another lump wizard is in our path, and I'm just going to take him out. Two lump wizards and a bongo drongo. We're going to fight. Lump wizard A cast whoosh and hit me and hit Eric and Veronica for 10 damage. Fizzle hits everybody, and apparently Veronica is no longer allowed to cast spells. I'm going to attack the lump wizards together. 19 and 20 apiece. Eric is now going to attack, and I'm specifically going to attack Bongo Drongo because the boomerang is going to attack the other two and take them out. Bongo Drongo then called for backup, which another Bongo Drongo appeared because that's how this works. Veronica just smacked one of the Bongo Drongos with a freaking, like, just was like, I'm going to smack you with my, oh, sorry, I got the hiccups, with my staff. Yeah, let's cast Sizz on them. Yeah, we do have the MP. Take them, one of them out, not both of them. Wow. It hit me in the head for 8 damage. Can you not do that, please? Eric hit him with a boomerang for a lot of damage. Destroyed him. 120 experience, 76 gold. I cannot complain at all about that. All right, so where is this cryptic cave? I'm assuming this is the cryptic cave because it's by the coastline. So we're walking down into what looks like a cryptic cave. So we walk through some caverns, and now we're sitting in front of what looks to be a cave of crypticness. Not a cave, it's like a crypt. Cryptic crypt. And now it's exactly what it's called. It's called the cryptic crypt, and there's some bats in here. We're always interested in finding out what kind of experience we can get from bats. I tried to attack them and failed. Two bats and a lump wizard appeared. The bats are called Drek Mages. Okay, we're attacking them all. 10, 18, and 9. Veronica used a vial on me. Okay. We're going to sizzle the Drek Mages. They both are taken out for 12 and 13 damage apiece. And the Lump Wizard attacks for 5. That Lump Wizard is strong. It attacked my boy over there. Attacked Eric. But again, Eric's healing through most of it with the healing thing he's got on him. 73 experience points. 44 bits of gold. Not bad at all. A bunch of Drek Mages appeared just now. We're going to fight. Drek, Kasap, and our defenses fell. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. If they all cast Kasap, that's going to be bad. So I'm going to attack 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to have our boy sizzle the four of them. Yeah, because there's four of them there. All four of them get hit. Three of them died. One is left. It hit for 13 damage, so it's pretty strong. But Veronica just jumped up and attacked it, killing it. 92 experience points. What does that leave us with as far as needs? 55 and 483, respectively, between the two of us. Not bad at all. This is just good experience leveling. That's what this is. And if we need to, like, go back and save, which we may, because this might take longer than 15 minutes, we can just leave and go back to the campsite. I'm not too terribly worried about that. Pet powers, Scorched Earth. Not too super worried about that. Spells, Rabble Bowser. Just attack. 20 and 20 damage. They instantly died. Wow, that was impressive. 46 experience apiece. Not bad. And there is something in this room, which is a chunk of iron ore. Another Dracmage is in front of us. Dracmage being the bats, a pair of them. And they're too stunned to move. Well, didn't you make a mistake, boys? 21 damage for the first one. Second one's going to fall to this attack here at 27 damage. Not bad at all. Party members receive 46 experience apiece. We have a marionette floating in front of us. I think that's what these are called. They look like puppets. I think they're called marionettes. I'll have to double check that. What is this called? It's called a mud mannequin. Okay, it's a mannequin, but it's like hovering like a marionette does. Like a puppet. Are they called marionettes or they called puppets? Explain, brains. Brains of the podcast world. Does a mannequin do dances? Mannequins don't dance. Do they? Do they dance? I don't know if they dance or not. Anyways, Veronica attacks the mud mannequin. The mud mannequin was felled. 53 experience points to the group. I hate that I'm like this, but I'm actually being serious here. I don't know. We tried to go towards the chest and we got dropped into the pit with a lump wizard because I was being greedy. We found an Yggdrasil leaf. What does an Yggdrasil leaf do? Items. Yggdrasil leaves returns a fallen ally to life. We have some lump wizards here. Three of them, which is good because I love it when you get a group of enemies that are all the same, because that means you can do things like sizz and hit everybody in the group without do AoE spells and cast and hit everybody. And then you can turn around and do something like throw the Eric's boomerang and kill all of them in one go. And it didn't kill all of them one go because one of the lump wizards was like, nah, you can't hit me. I'm invulnerable. You got to miss me with that. Okay, so here is the problem. Now that we fell into the cave, I need a way out of the cave. So this is a slight problem. We're going to fight. Dracmages are attacking first, it looks like. It looks like Eric then is attacking second. 22, 21, 6, and yeah, that's not too bad. Dracmages are attacking again. Veronica popped one in the face for 7. I'm sorry. What? Veronica, what are you doing? What are you doing, love? We're going to cast Sizz again, and all of them but one is defeated. And then Eric attacks, and the one is dead. See, this is how this works. We really haven't come across any major, like, worrisome issues here. There's just a room here that we can't do anything in. And what is this over here? It's a ladder back up. Okay, so there's a ladder back up. And we've got another like gateway here. What is in behind this door? Can we open this door? It says the door is locked tight, so we can't get into the door. So I'm assuming we'll have a situation where we'll come back here or we'll fall in on the other side and be able to escape through that door. So let's exit this weird like dungeon-esque crypt thing. And now we'll continue forward. Okay, so again, with no mini map, I can't really kind of gauge where I'm at in the dungeon outside of just kind of walking forward. Okay. So I'm walking back towards the entrance. Okay. Okay. So I figured out a way around, I guess. More Dracmages appear. Now, you can in Dragon Quest, one in this version of Dragon Quest, I guess. I don't know how early this began in the games, but you can definitely like see the enemies before you attack them. That was one of my favorite things. What was the game called? There was a game called Xenosaga that did this. I think that was the first game I had ever played that did that sort of thing where it showed all the enemies on the map at once. And I really, really dig that. What the heck is going on here? I found an Yggdrasil root. Let's touch it. It shines very brightly. And the screen goes white, so I guess we have a cutscene. What's the cutscene say? It shows this devil creature flying back into the dungeon, kind of giving me a path of where it's going. What is it doing? Whoops, I almost forgot there's a trap up ahead. Forget my shadow if it wasn't sewn on. I can't fall into my own trap, but would I? What would the others say? Right, I better go the long way around. This thing is a flat... It's a flat monster. Okay, but there's a trap ahead there. So the Yggdrasil leaf was literally there to show us where the trap was. It's to show us where the trap was, he says, right as he falls into the trap. I'm apparently not the brightest person in the room. We have new enemies in front of us, and I'm going to attack one. And it looks like we can ride this one, so I'm kind of interested to hop on board and ride the dragon. I don't know what it's called. Let's find out what it's called. What is it? What is it called? It is called the Skull Rider. I'm down for that. Skull Rider, actually, I missed. Eric missed the first attack. I'm sorry, what? I'm gonna trust Eric to defeat the Drac Mages, and we're gonna attack the Skull Rider specifically. 14 damage. Skull Rider used Flame Slash. 14. He used it on Eric. Eric's like not happy about this, but we did defeat the Skull Rider. And now we just gotta take out the other two, which are whatever. Whatever. Easy peasy. The lemon of squeezy. Veronica attacks, and yeah, though like I said, they're easy peasy lemon squeezy. Veronica took them out too. 90 experience points, and now we can ride the Skull Rider steed. Oh my gosh, I'm in love with this thing. A Skull Rider steed is amazing. I did get into a battle with it though because I wasn't paying too much attention, and I ran into a monster. So that's where we're at right now. Attack Eric. Eric attacked two of them, missed one. Veronica attacked for 7, took out the Lump Wizard. The Walking Corpse is still very much alive, and I want to take him out because I know he's got the strongest amount of energy. Kylie got hit with a sleep spell, didn't fall asleep because Kylie's a boss. And we took out the drone droll, which is like a snail-like creature. And I think we need to hit the Walking Corpse one more time. Everybody's hitting Eric. Stop hitting Eric. Stop it. Stop hitting Eric. Eric didn't deserve this. We just took out the Walking Corpse. Okay. Eric's like, stop hitting me. 86 experience points. And Eric leveled up to level 12. Nice. New spell. He just learned evac. I honest to goodness just forgot evac existed. So, that's where we're at today. We're at evac. We're at forgetting evac exists levels of gameplay today, folks. Okay, can I unlock this door from the other side? Oh, enemy. I'm going to hit the enemy. 10 HP. Nice. And I think when you hit an enemy for like a amount of damage, I think all the enemies in the group actually take that damage. I don't want to be wrong there, but I think that is how this works. So I'm going to do a sizz on the drolls. 17 and 12. One of them is dead. The other one is not. The second one is dead because Veronica come through like a boss. Eric typically heals through any sort of damage over time as long as he doesn't keep getting attacked. So I'm not worried about the Walking Corpse hitting him. And we just took out the Walking Corpse. So I want to see if this door, and now Kylie grew to level 12. Nice. No, we won't use our skill points right away. Can I unlock this door? I did. The door is now unlocked. Okay, cool. All right. That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if it was unlockable. All right. I also kind of want to know if I think there's a Oh, there's an item on the ground beside what looks to be a ladder of sorts. It's a ladder. Oh, wait. Can we not climb it? Can the Skull Rider not climb it? It looks like the Skull Rider would be able to climb it. Yes, the Skull Rider can climb this wall. Oh, I'm so excited. That's how you get out of this area. That is so cool. All right. So where I think the boss wanted me to go this way. Yeah, it looks like this is the path the boss wanted me to go. Oh, there's a chest over there. I want the chest. Let's get off the Skull Rider and interact with the chest. We found a silver platter. Silver platter equipment. Is that a shield? It is a shield. It's slightly weaker than what I got, but it ups my charm. So that's cool. And, let's find out what's behind the door here. We opened up another door. And we found a statue. It says, that's one heck of a hat fountain to be hidden down here. Eric said that. And then Veronica's looking around. And she's like, look, over there. And she finds what I'm assuming to be her sister. Serena, wake up. It's me, Veronica. That's your sister? Serena, I said we'd always be for each other, didn't we? Well, now I'm here for you now. Pull yourself together. Uh-oh, Serena's sitting up. Serena's like, yawn. I'm awake, and now she's awake. Oh, I'm ever so sorry. It was an awfully tired after all that searching. I needed a nap. Veronica, is that really you? What in the world has happened to you? But you didn't know? How'd you not know it was me? How'd you know it was me? Serena's like, we've been sisters a long time, you know. It'd take a lot more than a new look to fool me. So maybe Veronica's been transformed into this small girl's form? Veronica's like, oh, yes, very funny. What were you doing lying on the ground like that? I thought you were, well, you were, you know. Veronica's like super sassy. Sorry to disrupt the reunion, but didn't you tell Serena was your kid sister? Eric says. They looked at each other and said, Veronica says, well, if you want to get technical about it, we're actually twins, but we don't look the same age anymore. But because it's all a bit complicated. I told you I was taken off by monsters, didn't I? They've been kidnapping people so they can steal their magical powers. I wasn't going to let them have mine without putting up a fight. The more I resisted, the younger I got. I don't quite understand it, but instead of draining my magic, they drained my age. But I'm basically saying is I'm not a child, so stop treating me like one. Okay, says Eric. We get it. You're not a kid, but you still look like one. Don't you want to do something about it? Veronica's like, yeah, of course I do. Why do you think I'm brought you here? I want you to help me clobber these stupid monsters and see if we can fix this. Serena says, you'll help us, won't you? I promise I'll do my bit as well. I have some rather wonderful healing spells, you know. She be a healer? Yeah, I dig it. Well, I think that, my friends, is all it is for tonight's episode. So I want to thank you for joining me in this cast. And if you want to hear more, want to hear further in the experience, be sure to check out next Wednesday's podcast. Remember, if you didn't, well, no, I think the vote is actually over for what will be, now I'm thinking about it, the vote for next month's Monday podcast has already taken place at this point. So if you're listening to this and you're on the Patreon version of the stream, by the way, on patreon.com, you can pay $3 to get early access to all of my content, 1 week access to each of the episodes, and you get bonus content as well. $3 for the early access, $1 for all the rest. Check it out. It's really good. You can also do $7 and you get to have a direct vote in what comes next. You get to request a game for the podcast. So that's really awesome. And that will go into the rotation as we continue along. $7 again actually gets you to request a game, and I will do an audio only let's play specifically for you. That will go to the Patreon feed only. It's not a full Let's Play. It'll be 1 to 2 episodes apiece every time, depending on how much I like the game. But there'll be an hour in length. You're not going to want to miss that. So $7 a month gets you that cast, as long as I can get it, of course. If I can't get the game, I can't play it, of course, whatever. Anyways, with that said, I want to thank you again for listening tonight. And I do think I have more to say, of course, but that will happen later. If you haven't been following the Neverwinter Nights cast, it's really good. It's really good. And I'll see you next time here at The Verse. Into The Verse. Let's roll that end card before I make my fake fool of myself anymore. Good night, y'all. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.